This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taiwan has started the demolition of hazardous buildings, which were badly damaged by the 7.2 magnitude quake that killed 9 people and injured over 900 in Taiwan on Wednesday. Excavators were seen tearing down 2 of 4 buildings which had been marked for demolition. The local mayor said the demolition of all 4 buildings would take at least 2 days, with residents and businesses evacuated. She said rescuers continued their search to retrieve a body from one of the affected buildings. Family and friends are recalling the dedication of the food charity aid workers killed in Gaza by an Israeli airstrike the government says was a mistake. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
World Central Kitchen posted a video to X in March of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankom in Gaza.
Hey, this is Zomi and Chef Olivier. We're at the Jirabala Kitchen.
Relatives described Frankom as an outstanding human being who was killed doing the work she loved. The lone American killed, who also held dual Canadian citizenship, was Jacob Flickinger. He was said to be the team leader. Damien Sobo from Poland was known as a cheerful, friendly and resourceful manager. Palestinian Saifedine Abu Taha was a driver and translator. The 3 British victims were military veterans providing security. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain's main opposition parties are demanding the Conservative government publish legal advice it has received on whether Israel has broken international humanitarian law during the war in Gaza. They say Britain should ban weapon sales to Israel if the law has been broken. A Labour Party spokesman said, quote, "There are very serious accusations that Israel has breached international law."